Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And now, it's time for part four of In the Moment. And now it's time for In This Moment.
So there was a point in time, and now I think this is interesting because I've grown a bit, if you will. But Katie, I don't know if you remember this, but no. I remember, you probably won't, it wasn't that serious, but it always bothered me because it made me feel bad about being myself. And that very rarely happens. But there was a point when I remember seeing this tweet from a listener, and it said something to the extent of, I knew Mo, it's not word for word, but it was like, I knew Mo was a bad person or had a problem or whatever because of the time that he got on his podcast and says that he stays to himself and he doesn't really involve himself in drama or in gossip. And I remember being so confused by that tweet. Like, what? I couldn't fathom how somebody could interpret what I said as a bad thing. And all I was talking about was basically being an introvert. And Katie and I spoke a couple weeks ago about how, jokingly, extroverts make life harder for introverts when all introverts really want to do is mind their business. That's literally all we want to do. Mm-hmm. But you always get these extroverts that are like, what's wrong with him? Why does he think he's so good? Why doesn't he want to talk? Why doesn't he want to? And it's like, yo, y'all do y'all. I just want to mind my business. I'm not stopping y'all from doing what y'all do. Mm-hmm. Why am I so mad about what I'm doing, which is literally nothing?
Right.
And when I saw that tweet, I thought it was her. I was like, this woman is bugging. Because how did what I say make me a bad person? I'm a bad person because I don't talk about people, because I don't involve in company gossip. Then I started to really like realize that it wasn't her. That's like widely known of a thing that the people who do the gossiping and the negativity and all that are looked upon as better employees. Mm-hmm. I thought I was bugging until I saw this tweet that went viral. And the tweet says, from Lover, in the workplace, being naturally quiet and out of the way triggers a lot of people. And I read some of the comments. Some of the comments were like, it's unfortunate that this happens because everyone has a unique work style and personality. But in my experiences, yes, the gossipers and loud people get the raises and get promoted more. Mm-hmm. Someone else said, people have a problem with you being quiet. They will see you and think that you believe you're better than everyone. Another one said, people want to assess your character. So when you seclude like that, denying them a chance to know you better, it becomes a problem. Someone else said, the way corporate is set up, it's unfortunately also career limiting. So now you combine that with this Anthony Mackie story. Anthony Mackie, an actor, most famous for Captain America, mm-hmm. where there was a woman who basically saw him in his car, windows down, music blasting, smoking a cigar. She went up one to talk to him and he looked at her like, no, I don't want, just no. No.
I don't want to do this today.
I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. Don't worry about it.
Our best.
Right? And she got so upset by this that a stranger didn't acknowledge her that she made a whole video about it. Mm-hmm. And how dare he? Why do you have your windows down and your music up if you don't want to be approached? All I was trying to do is tell you that I appreciate your work. Now, here's my thing, right? I'm torn here because I will always be kind to a fan, but I'd always be kind to a person. But if I'm being honest, now, me personally, it's different with fans. If you are genuinely a fan of mine, you'll approach me all day long. I'm with that. I love that. But let's be real. When you get to a certain level of fame, Anybody approaching you is not a fan. Mm-mm. In fact, I really think the majority of the people that are approaching you are not a true fan. Like, they not buying your merchandise. They not showing up at your movies. They just excited to see a celebrity. Let's keep it a buck, right? So when I see this, I'm torn. Because I get it. You should just be kind to everybody. But everybody is not necessarily accustomed to having to walk outside and say hello to 400 people when you're just trying to get to your daughter's recital because you happen to be a celebrity. So I understand the boundaries in it all. Because I look at it like this. Just because you're a celebrity does not mean you're not a human. And a lot of people do not understand that. They think because you're a celebrity, it makes you a different kind of person. And whenever I just come jump in your face, you should appreciate it. But should they? Like, let's really have this conversation. Is Anthony Mackie wrong?
Nope.
Was I wrong for being an introvert in my workspace?
Nope.
Like, I don't understand this mentality that some of these people have, that you are owed something or entitled to something because somebody starred in a movie. And I may be lost here. But I remember working at Best Buy in New York. And I would get off work. And I didn't have a change of clothes, and I had to get on the subway. And as I'm on the subway, people will walk up to me and ask me about TVs and computers. Bro, I'm clearly not at work, bro. Like, then if I say to them, yo, my guy, like, why do I have to tell you that I'm not at work? Then I'm wrong. So how do y'all feel about being a public figure and trying to, I guess, wiggle through this line of, you want to be kind and nice to everyone, but you're also human?
I feel like Anthony Mackie was not wrong in that situation at all. Nope. Now, as long as I am not blatantly cursing out someone who is approaching me as a quote-unquote fan, I feel that you have every right to react and respond however. If you are having a bad day and someone's coming up to you and you're like, no, not today. Because if the roles were reversed, even if that person is not a celebrity, if you are at a gas station and you are having a bad day, do you expect someone to be up in your face waving like,
no,
just cheese? You don't know what I'm going through that day. You don't know what it is. So I feel like give some grace. As long as I'm not being blatantly like 100% disrespectful, him saying no, I feel like that's a level of like, no, like I'm just not.
He ain't wild on her.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm okay.
But if I'm going off on you and cursing, that's a different level, right? But leave people alone.
Leave people alone.
Alone, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Smoking a cigar, listening to music, minding your business. Usually when I'm smoking a cigar, you know, I'm thinking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a long day.
That doesn't mean, hey, come talk to me.
I don't necessarily, probably won't want to talk to you at that moment. That's just me if I'm having a cigar. You know what I mean?
I do.
But, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be an ass.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
But in sometimes they're not asses, though. Sometimes mm-hmm. they are. Sometimes it's just like, I don't want to take pictures right now.
Mm-hmm. And the people will interpret
it. And then what that person will do is run and be like, oh, my God. Like, mm-hmm. but why? Like, why'd you bother them? It's a weird thing with this celebrity thing. It's weird how people act, man.
Celebrities are regular people.
They are just human beings.
Nobody sees that.
They don't see them like that, though. They think they some kind of robots or some kind of special figures. And it's just weird. It's always been weird to me. I always say this.
Breathe the same air.
Put on their jeans the same.
Bleed the same blood.
You know what I mean? Eat the same, shit the same.
Hoot the same, fart the same.
They got moods. They have, like, they go through things. I don't understand it. Mm-mm. I really don't get it. And it's like you now are upset because a stranger, because she said, like, I don't mean to bother you, but. Y'all know what comes after the but.
Mm-hmm.
You're bothering him.
Yep.
And I don't want to say this as a man because I feel like it comes off insensitive, but a woman said this on Twitter. A woman said in the comments, and it hit me. But she said, yo, when she said his windows are down, his music is blasting, and he's smoking a cigar, but you don't want to be bothered. She was like, honestly, as a woman, that's given. You wearing that dress. Why can't I talk to you?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
yep,
that's masterful.
Yep.
Because facts. Because facts, right? But you don't want to be bothered by every man just because you got on a badass dress?
Mm-mm.
Leave that man alone. That's how I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, say less.
It's time for the question of the week.
Does it look up in the sky? I hope that if it's really your on the line, will I make it one day?
One day.
One day.
I saw this. It's a news report on what happened during a fire outside of a woman's home. Here's what was said.
Fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin. And I don't want to mention no names.
Your cousin?
Yes.
And you say you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband. And it's a long story. Just make it short. Yeah, he already put him in a hospital once last month. And he figured he's going to do something else to get back.
All right, so right now, the fire has been put out. Thank you for the information here.
Can y'all explain to me why the reason that she said her cousin couldn't get with her is because she had a husband? Because what about the fact that he's your cousin?
She clearly lives in one of those rural states. It's a given. Was this in Mississippi?
I don't know where it was at.
Kentucky?
I just thought it was hilarious.
Virginia?
It had to be.
Montana?
You know it was in West Virginia. Don't
Utah?
Do that. She said my cousin wanted to get with me, but that can't happen because I have a husband.
What in the do mouth did I just listen to?
All right, don't worry about it.
You know cousin love is common.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Kissing cousins. Mm-hmm.
It's time for the TikTok Take of the Week.
All right, real quick, we don't have a lot of time, but this is a serious discussion, and I need y'all to focus, okay? We have to answer this right now, right here.
Mm.
Who is the greatest bunny of all time? Easter, Bad, or Bugs?
Playboy.
Or Playboy.
Lola.
Or Lola.
Lola.
You bugging. You bugging. We wouldn't even know who Lola was if it wasn't for Bugs. Don't do that.
What?
You don't do that. Bugs? Lola was created from Bugs. Bugs needed a love. That's where Lola came from.
All right, Adam and Eve needed a rib.
It's kind of, no, because when you went to the Bible, yeah, nobody
right,
was mad at
right,
you.
You're right.
Hey, who you got? What's up, Easter, Playboy, Bad? What's up?
Playboy.
Playboy over Easter, Bad, Bugs, and Lola?
I mean,
was there
just
a freak. Playgirl?
No, he's a freak. He was a net. Because I didn't even consider Playboy. You heard how quick he said, Playboy.
Duh.
You really going with Playboy?
I have to go with the Easter Bunny, bro.
What?
Why the Easter Bunny, bro?
Because you're wearing the pink sweater right now.
No, I don't. It's not about me. It's about you. Technically, pink could go with Playboy, too.
Oh, it sure could.
Look how nasty he is. Look how quick.
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
Page 37 the other day.
I might have to go with Bugs Bunny, bro.
I'm going with Bugs, too. Nah. Bugs is by far the greatest bunny of all time.
Yeah.
Katie?
Lola. I'm sticking with Lola.
Why do you always do this? You know you're wrong.
Lola.
Over Bugs?
He let that little man chase him with a gun for years.
What Lola did? What'd she do?
Be sexy.
Yeah, that's facts. All right. Katie wins.
And now it's time for the reflective moment of the week.
My trouble used to just double. When I ain't have a dollar, I used to struggle. Yeah, I was dreaming about the game.
Simple question. I want y'all to think about it and be sincere. What is life teaching you right now?
In this moment?
What part of I want y'all to be serious and sincere did Katie miss by busting out laughing at this question?
It teaches me I'm dumb as hell. Life is teaching me that, bitch. You thought you had a plan.
You thought you was like that. Oh, life will humble
that
ass.
And you thought you was going to figure it out, but bitch, surprise.
Yeah.
Give me that.
All of it. You getting knocked off that pedestal right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's exactly what life is teaching me.
All right. That's a good answer.
Life is teaching me to expect the unexpected.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer, too. You leaving it there? You care to elaborate, or that's it?
I mean, I can. You know?
You don't have to. Just asking. Because that's a great answer.
I'm going to leave it there.
Okay.
What is it teaching you?
Oh, man. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's always teaching me a lot. Boo.
Yep. Go ahead.
It's kind of like I don't want to say it because I don't want it to be taken wrong.
Okay. It's like I said, it's always how you phrase it.
And that's why it's teaching me you born alone, you die alone, and you got to do it alone.
Mm.
And I don't mean that in the way of, like, oh, hell with everybody. Just me. I don't mean it like that. I just mean at some point in life, You have to be okay with the fact that everybody is not going to be what you need them to be for you.
Mm, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody has their own life. Everybody has their own purpose, their own intentions. They don't always mean to hurt you. They don't always mean to not show up, to not be there, to not support you. But ultimately, you born alone.
Mm-hmm.
You die alone.
Mm-hmm.
In between those hash marks, there are going to be times in your life you got to pick yourself up. Mm. You have to be your own piece.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yes.
Like, you really have to be that for yourself. Help is not always going to come.
That's true. But I have a question.
Oh, boy. See, I ain't questioning you. Why we got to do this?
Okay, then no.
Nah, I'm joking. Question. I'm joking. Go ahead. What
you said you're born alone.
Yes.
You were born from someone.
True.
So what is the alone part coming in?
I was still the only person who came up out of there.
But you weren't the only person who was
at
present.
At that time.
Who was present. You mean like...
Be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people who love you the most,
mm-hmm.
who have the greatest intentions for you, have they always been there for you when you needed them?
Only one.
One has been there for you every single time?
Every single time.
That's a blessing and a half.
I ain't missing me.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know that feeling. Do you?
Yeah. Both of my parents are no longer here. But when they were here, they were there for me every time.
I think that's a blessing that a lot of people take for granted.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people in life have people who love them dearly and sincerely. But still, those people may have suffered with narcissism. Still, those people may have suffered with simply just not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think, especially when you're a thinker, when you're a really deep, introspective, thinking kind of individual, you ain't going to find too many people that relate to you or understand you. You're just not. And ultimately, at some point, what are you going to do? You going to keep getting mad every time somebody hurts your feelings? Mm. You going to keep getting in your feelings every time somebody is not the person you thought they were, you expected them to be, you needed them to be? They don't mean it all the time. They don't mean it half the time. Some of them don't mean it any of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, even the people who love you, if they're forced to have a choice of doing what is best for you or what's best for them, which I think they're going to do the majority of the time. They're going to do what's best for them.
Yeah.
That's just human nature. But I think I spent a lot of my time taking that personally in life. Damn, how could you not see that I needed this? Damn, why would you do that? I would have done this. Damn, you don't see how that could have hurt me in the end?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, it don't matter. It just doesn't matter whether they treat you this way or they treat you that way, right? Like, it's never going to be fair. Life's just never going to be fair. You're never going to truly get what you deserve. You got to fight for everything. Everything. Even when you deserve it. And then guess what happens? When you fight and get something, people still going to hate on you. Right? Like, there are always going to be people who will show up for celebrities before they show up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And those be the people you love the most. But they'll still show up for somebody they don't know before you. Right? Like, we know this. I speak about this all the time. So I can't tell you how many people have told me I ain't come to your comedy show because you ain't personally invite me. But they went right to Beyonce's show the next week. Did she personally invite you?
Nope.
Of course
technically,
not.
Technically, she put it out on
her. She ain't personally invite you, Katie. Stop. Okay? Right. You got your hair done because my album releases tomorrow, right?
Yep.
By the time you are hearing this, Momentos is available.
Hey.
Get it anywhere you get your music. Download Mo Mitch Momentos. Momentos. Fire. Text me, DM me, however you know me. You see me in the streets, tell me your favorite song. It's lit. City Winery, July 13th. Tickets on sale right now.
Ooh!
We got a lot to celebrate. This right here, 200th episode, we lit.
Yep.
And don't get me wrong, people will support you through all of this.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just going to be times in life when, yo, you got to pick yourself up. You got to be your biggest fan. You have to be your biggest supporter. You got to be your right hand. You got to be your own family. You got to be your own co-captain. And that's okay. It's okay. I used to cut everybody off. I still isolate myself today when I need to, but I don't cut everybody off. I don't blame everybody for the fact that they are not who I expected them to be or who I need them to be, because I am learning that that's just simply not fair.
Mm.
That's what life is teaching me right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why I had to elaborate and y'all didn't? Is it because it's my podcast?
Yeah, And you always elaborate on a reflective moment. That's you. That's your highlight.
No, you can help. No, you can reflect. No, you've been on this since as long as I have. Reflect. No, you don't have to now, but I'm just saying, jump in there if you need it now. Don't play with it.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
It's time for the quote of the week.
Without fail, life will present you with an old pattern of behavior and ask you to make a choice between who you are / were or who you want to be. Y'all understand that?
Yep.
Life is going to constantly give you the same test until you pass it. That's how you get to the next level. You keep failing that same test, life is going to allow you to stay right there where you are.
Wow. That's deep.
I'll read it for you one more time.
She got to go.
Oh, shit. Without fail, life will present you with an old pattern of behavior and ask you to make a choice between who you are / were or who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, do you want to be who you were and who you are, or do you want to be who you supposed to be?
I want to be who I'm supposed to be.
Well, she got to go.
She got to go.
I don't know who she is, but she's out of here.
Yeah, out of here.
Out of here. And we out of here, too.
Ah, next week, bitches.
It's time to get down to business.
All right.
Can't take none of y'all. Right.
It's time to get down to business. It's time to get down to business.
How many times you going
to
say it, Keith?
I'm sorry.
He's trying to give you a good one.
It's only getting worse.
It's time to get out of business. I promise you it was the first one. She's not keeping none of that other shit you said.
All right.
Anytime you see a black man wipe his nose, he's down bad. All right, go ahead, Keith.
All right. I'm going to be a professional now. It's time to get down to business.
That was the best one, and you cut him off. That was your fault.
It's time to get.
Okay, I swear to God, you better keep all this in there. You better keep every second.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me drink a little water. I am a professional voiceover.
Get your shit together, bro.
Are you sure?
Get your shit together.
My guy.
Try one more time. See if it should be forever. What's up, y'all? It's Key Will Voice, the official voice of In The Moment podcast, and we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. See you next week.